SBS Radio.
Described as fiery, a shout fest, and a shambles by those who watched it, the latest leaders' debate left many asking more questions than were answered. In what was hoped would provide more clarity for voters on the policy each leader was promising, the clash between the Prime Minister and Labor leader failed to deliver. Viewers called it a draw, but for many it was a debate with far too much shouting and far too little policy detail. If you watched or listened and realised there wasn't a lot, you can understand, as up to three or four voices, including the moderator and panellists, spoke at the same time. You're not alone. One of the biggest points of contention was national security, with questions on the 2015 sale of the Port of Darwin to a Chinese-owned company, and the issues surrounding a recent security pact signed between Solomon Islands and China. This was Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese on the port sale, and moderator Sarah Arbo trying to control the debate.
No. You allowed it to happen?
No, we didn't. The federal government had absolutely no authority over that sale whatsoever.
Over territories?
No, we didn't. Over not over the sale of territory-owned assets of that
the
nature.
The federal government.
Okay, I think we're getting more questions between the two of you than our panel.
This is a very important point. I'm sorry. This is a very important point.
You're making more points. No, Mr. Morrison, Mr. Albanese, that's enough. We do need to move on.
That was one of several clashes, and it didn't provide any insight on what either party will do in the future in relation to the Port of Darwin. Both leaders were caught talking over the moderator, and in that heated exchange, Mr. Morrison gestured at Ms. Arbo as he continued speaking over the top of her, leading to questions over his treatment of women.
I really don't believe gender had anything to do with it, and I'm not surprised why it would. Both Anthony and I think we're completely respectful, have always been respectful of females in the workplace.
There were two big admissions, one from each leader. The Prime Minister was asked by the opposition leader on whether he was wrong to say the vaccine rollout wasn't a race.
It was a race, Anthony, and we shouldn't have described it in those terms. But what we did do, working together and closely with the Chief Medical Officer at the time, who was Professor Brendan Murphy, is we were taking care to make sure that the vaccines that were approved in Australia were the right vaccines.
Anthony Albanese was also pushed on how much he could do to increase wages, a key policy Labor has been touting throughout the campaign.
So real wages will rise under Labor. Is that what you're promising?
Our objective is to have real wage increases, and we have practical plans to do that.
What the government can do is make submissions to the Independent Fair Work Commission to increase the minimum wage, which Mr. Albanese says he'll do. What the government can't do is legislate the increase itself, but the party is confident its appeal to the commission could bring better outcomes for workers. Labor has also promised to advocate for an increase in wages to professions dominated by women to help decrease the gender pay gap in industries like aged care and childcare.
We'll work with business and unions on enterprise bargaining, but we'll also change the Act so that secure work is an objective of the Act. We'll make gender pay equity an objective as well. The Prime Minister last night, I got two questions to the Prime Minister. One of them I thought was pretty easy, which is, should people be paid the minimum wage? And you know what he said? It depends.
Back on the campaign trail, the opposition leader made two new announcements. The first one on education, offering incentives for students who achieve a high ATAR to study teaching. Anthony Albanese made the $150 million commitment at his former high school, St Mary's Cathedral School in Sydney.
It's about teacher quality. We will seek to double the number of high achievers teaching over the decade by offering 5,000 achieving students' bursaries, up to $12,000 a year.
And a $200 million funding commitment for a medical clinic in South Australia, in the only marginal seat in the state, which Labor is hoping to win. The Prime Minister, meanwhile, made an $8 billion defence announcement for the acquisition of military helicopters, while visiting the marginal seat of Gilmore on the New South Wales south coast, targeting the significant military population in the area.
We do our share of the heavy lifting when it comes to defence under our government. We couldn't do that when we came to government because of the rundown in defence expenditure that we'd seen. Labor did not commission one naval vessel in 6 years.
Defence has been near the top of the campaign agenda for the coalition, which the Prime Minister and opposition leader fought hard on during the debate. The next and final clash will be on Wednesday, just 10 days before polling day. And has Scott Morrison been to your suburb? What about Anthony Albanese? We've created an interactive map of every seat the leaders have visited on the campaign trail. Head to the SBS News website now or download the SBS News app to explore it. Krishani Danji, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.